Okay, so this is different again. Oh, this went to Dhammadasana as well. Swan Song, which I don't think that's really how you pronounce it, but it's how I pronounce it, talks about having faith in realities, qualities, and capacities. It's a favourite one with Dhammadasana. She got me enthused about it earlier in the year, Swan Song. So it is Swan Song, but it's also found in Gampopa and Shantideva in Bodhicharavatara. So faith then is, there's three kinds again. So there's longing for what's possible. So that's for our capacity to realise the truth and embody enlightened qualities. So we just, there's a longing for that. But it's also faith in our capacity. So I think, all of these three link up with the discovery and emergence and looking, intuiting our inner richness and having faith in that inner richness. So one aspect of faith is longing faith for what is possible. And what is possible is to use our capacity, inner richness, to realise the truth and then embody enlightened qualities. So there's longing faith, lucid faith as to what has value. So that's the qualities that have value. It's qualities of the Buddha. And then conviction as to what's real. What's real is that suffering exists, and to some extent we know that, we see that, that's what we see. We see it in ourselves, deeply felt, but we also deeply respond to it outside of ourselves. So there's the existence of suffering, impermanence, and conviction as to what's real is that actions have consequences. Now that's a very enabling faith to have. Because if actions have consequences, then if we act, that will have consequences for us. So we could just reflect on faith in terms of realities, conviction about those realities and what's real, qualities of the Buddha, because they're the ones that have value, and our capacity to embody those.